This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Pueblo Police Department arrested the woman accused of attempting to shove her child into the trunk of a car. According to police, 33-year-old Chelsea Ray Trujillo was seen trying to put her 5-year-old son into the trunk in the parking lot of a business in the 1900 block of North Norwood Avenue. She was arrested for child abuse and restraining order violations. Law enforcement is searching for an escaped inmate from the Teller County Jail. According to the Teller County Sheriff's Office, Chancey Ray Caldwell escaped from custody at 2:55 a.m. on Friday from the Teller County Detention Facility in Divide. The Sheriff's Office says he was an inmate worker for the past 2 months, and he escaped while working Friday morning. The Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region is raising money to care for 3 dogs that were surrendered during a neglect investigation. HSPPR animal law enforcement officers were called Monday to a Colorado Springs property to do a welfare check on reportedly skinny dogs. When Officer Sufferin arrived, he found 2 dogs extremely emaciated. The dog had skin irritation and open wounds all along his body. A Pueblo man now faces homicide charges after hitting a motorcyclist in July who later died. On July 18th, officers were dispatched to West Northern Avenue and South Prairie Avenue on reports of a hit and run involving a motorcycle. The suspect, 31-year-old Nicholas Chavez Lucera, was found and arrested. While the postponed 2020 Tokyo Olympics starts to wind down, Paralympians are getting ready for their chance at gold. Paratriathletes from Olympic City, USA have been training at Pikes Peak International Raceway for the last few weeks. It's a setting that's helping get them ready for the heat and track in Tokyo. This year, the Pro Football Hall of Fame is inducting 2 classes, the 2020 and 2021 classes. According to the NFL, there's a whopping 28 new members between the combined classes. 2 of them were Denver Bronco players, former quarterback Peyton Manning, and safety John Lynch. Manning, known as the Sheriff, the Caveman, and Paydirt, says he's honored to put on that yellow jacket.
Good morning. I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Venechinkwe. Breezy at times today and hazy due to smoke, so air quality is not going to be so great. Be a little bit cooler than we were yesterday, but still pretty warm. Mid to upper 80s around lower elevations in El Paso County. Should hit low to mid 90s from Pueblo westward through Canyon City. 70s to lower 80s around Teller County. And chances for thunderstorms, probably not very good today. Tonight, with the drier air in place, should actually get quite cool. Into the 50s to around 60 for the plains. 40s up across the mountains. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.